If you are in the middle of the cities, if you are in the middle of so many things, doesn't matter. Just chant the holy name and ask everyone to chant them. Simple process. Be wherever you are. You are in the middle of London, you are working in an office, you are earning a lot of money, doesn't matter. Just chant the holy name and spread the holy name. When you are in the office, tell your colleagues how wonderful it is to chant the holy name. You can tell your colleagues, especially when they feel so down and miserable. Often they're always miserable. So, and sometimes when they see you so ecstatic, make it a point to show your ecstasy. Show them that how happy you are. Under all circumstances, you're so happy. Then what will happen? You will question, hey, what's the matter with you? You ask, nothing is the matter with me. What's the matter with you? Why are you? Why does your face look like a pumpkin? Why are you in this condition? And then he will pour his heart out. He'll say, see, you know, I have so many expenses, I don't get enough money. And then you talk to him, ask him, how do you spend your money? He will say, well, so much money goes to the house rent, so much money goes to insurance, petrol, so much money goes to restaurant, bar. And then you can point out that, look, half of your income goes to eating meat and drinking wine, right? So why are you unnecessarily spending your money eating meat? Why don't you have very nice natural food? It's really healthy. Look at all these natural magazines promoting that lifestyle. Why don't you come to my house? He will say, oh, vegetarian. No, I have some salad, but I don't like it. But you say, no, look, vegetarian food doesn't just mean salad. You come to my house, why don't you come with your wife and children and have dinner at my place? And then you make some nice prasad. And then you make him understand, look, why do you drink? He says, look, I have a habit of drinking. That's how I forget my anxiety. And tell him that, okay, you may forget your anxiety and worries for that night, but how do you feel in the morning? But you know, the best way to get rid of your anxieties and worries is by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. And when he starts chanting, then what happens? Does he become free from worries and anxiety? And by becoming vegetarian, does his financial situation improve? Does by giving up, he save money? Giving up eating meat and drinking alcohol? Does he develop a better lifestyle by doing that? Now the people in the cities need that. And that's why you all have to preach. Don't think that, well, I'm fine, I'm chanting 16 rounds and on Sundays I go to the temple for the Sunday feast and I meet my devotee friends and my life is perfect. No, don't become complacent. Your life may have become perfect, but make others' life perfect. That is what your real responsibility is. Making your life perfect is 50%. Making others' life perfect is the other 50%. Then only your life will become complete. So make it a point. Wherever you go, that's what Mahaprabhu instructed. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, advise him about Krishna. In your workplace, speak to them about Krishna. Don't think that you'll preach only when you come to the temple. No. Preach wherever you are. That is the perfection. And always remember, the greatest benefit that you can create for others is by giving them Krishna. Don't think that by giving some charity, by doing some benevolent activities, we are going to benefit the other world. Real benefit is, and that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants you to do. Wherever you go, distribute Krishna consciousness. Because everybody needs Krishna. And everybody is suffering. Those who are suffering, why they are suffering? Because they don't have Krishna. They lost their relationship. All right? Thank you very much. Now let's have some Krishna prasad.